Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, got a great performance yesterday from Aaron Dieters. Two shutout periods, 30 saves, but your offense couldn't get anything clicking. What do you guys need to do today?
Well, obviously, scoring first would be huge for us, Kelly. And a lot of that's just a matter of bearing down. We looking back at tape, we certainly generated some chances. We had some decent zone time. But I thought Clarkson did a real nice job defensively, kind of limiting our grade A's and never really getting any kind of second or third opportunities in terms of rebounds. So I think we need to be a little bit quicker in the offensive zone, moving the puck low to high. Like on our first touch, they tend to pack it in pretty good with all five of their players below the tops of the circle. So, instead of trying to force pucks into that, we need to get pucks to the outside and get it moving, get it out to the D, spread. And then we obviously need to create traffic. Tylee's good enough. She sees it. She's going to stop it. So we need to try to create some traffic in front of her. And like we talk about creating chaos, we need to do that and see if we can't pick up some sloppy ones.
Talk about the play of Aaron Dieters yesterday. I know she's been vying for the position. She played great last Friday night, played pretty well last night. Is she up to where you hope that she would be coming into the season?
Yeah, Dee's playing well. Yeah, she gave us a chance. That's all we can ask of our goalies is to give us a chance. And certainly you go into the third period tied 0-0, you're in position as a road team, certainly against a club like this. So, really happy with the way she's playing. But Lauren Bench is playing just as well. I mean, she steps in and throws up a shutout the following night against Syracuse. So she certainly deserves a chance. And it's healthy. They're competing hard. I think they help each other. And Kerrigan Dowie's back home, but she's certainly doing the same thing. So I know there's a lot of hockey left, but, so far goaltending has been outstanding.
Talk about how different Lauren is from Aaron as far as goaltenders.
She's actually a little taller. She's almost 5'10". She's a lot like the Tylee goalie from Clarkson. She's good. She's got great feet. What I was impressed last Saturday was how poised she was, her first start in over a year, her first collegiate start. And I just think the moment wasn't too big for her. She looked very poised, very confident, swallowed pucks up pretty well. So, she's very talented. We knew that when we recruited her, and she certainly showed that last Saturday, and now this is a big test for her because no question, their goaltending is outstanding, and in order for us to have a chance today, we're going to need outstanding goaltending as well.
What was it about Clarkson after watching film that you have to tweak today?
Well, like I said, they're very well coached. They got a lot of skill on that team. That top line of theirs is dangerous, and if you give them time and space, they're going to make plays. But I was really impressed with Harmon on defense. She had five shots on goal, and that led their team, and certainly someone that we need to be very, very aware of when she's on the ice. And I thought they did a great job defensively. They said they come back hard. They kind of force you to go wide, and you gotta earn what you get. There's no easy ice out there against them, but it's just going to help us obviously going into conference play next week, playing a team like Clarkson. So. We just need to bear down a little bit. There was chances where we could have shot, but maybe we just weren't ready to shoot the puck at the time. And against good teams that have active sticks, you're not going to have that extra second. You're not going to have that time to make one stick handle. You got to get pucks to the net as quick as you can. And that's something we need to do today is really bear down when we get our opportunity to see if we can't get anything by this goalie.
I know one of the things Summer Thibodeau said during the second intermission was that you guys need to get some greasy goals. And I know that's something that you've had to do against the Gophers and the Badgers and teams like that. But how do you get more offensive zone time?
Well, it's something we're constantly working on. We talk all about puck protecting. We don't want to front the puck. And in other words, we don't want to turn and face them with the puck right out in front of us because they'll just take it off our stick. So you need to use your body. And what I was impressed with them is they really sealed hard down low where they just, they basically flattened us up against the boards. And we just need to do a better job of knowing that's going to happen, bend our knees, protect that puck a little bit better, use our feet. But we need to move the puck low to high immediately. We can't be spending a lot of time down low because, like I said, all five of their players are tops of the circles and below, and that's just a lot of traffic and sticks to try to make plays through. So it's just a matter of winning those one-on-one battles and being quick with our puck movement. We only had one shot from all of our defensemen last night, and that's something, again, we need to improve upon, and that's giving them an opportunity by moving the puck out there, and then we can spread, and then we can roll into a three-high offense ourselves, and those are some of the things we talked about maybe trying to get do today, see if we can get more pucks to the net. But Summer's right. Greasy goals, it doesn't matter how they go in, and you got to work hard to manufacture goals, and if it bounces off somebody's skate and goes in, hey, we're going to take it.
Coach, on a long road trip like this, you get a chance to actually see these girls outside of the home ice and on the road and to see their personalities. How fun has it been to kind of see how your team is clicking?
Oh, a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, right from day one, this has been a fun group to spend time with, and certainly this road trip's no different. You can just see that they all get along extremely well, and you know, the different roommates is always unique. So it's just fun to see them in a setting outside of hockey. And you know, we knew that they were a good group beforehand, and this just kind of reinforces it. They're a fun group, and that's why I told them last year we don't want to be satisfied with coming close. We're a better group than that. And now today's another opportunity to see if we can't go out there and prove ourselves against a very good team.
Taking a look at the other scores around the league, were you surprised by any of them?
Not really. You know, I think you know, obviously Ohio State beating Minnesota in Minnesota was probably the biggest surprise. But Ohio State's got a good team. They got a great goalie. And, you know, when I saw him go up 2-0, I thought, you know what, that could be trouble. But then, you know, credit Minnesota. They actually came back and tied it. But Ohio State found a way in the third. And other than that, you know, I know Colgate's got a great team. And, you know, for St. Cloud to go in there, that was going to be a challenge. And certainly we know Boston College is one of the top teams in the country all the time. And I thought Duluth certainly fared very well, showed very well against them in two tough games. You know, Wisconsin only beating Syracuse 1-0. Who knows? I mean, we saw Syracuse last week. I was impressed with them. Very good goalie. So it's, you know, I think one thing it shows, again, parity across the country, it's there. We've always prided ourselves in the WCHA. When we look at our non-conference record, it's always been pretty good against other leagues. But certainly yesterday was a tough, overall a tough day for the WCHA.
Coach, what's it going to take for your team to get a win here today?
Well, certainly scoring first would be huge, you know. And you know, scoring obviously is you know, after yesterday, we know is a challenge. But I would just like to see us play with a lead against this team, just to see. But we just got to go out and grind. We got to keep working hard. We got to battle. I mean, that's the thing. We got to be intense, and we got to bear down when we get opportunities. And you know, we again, it's a lot of little things. We got to be sharp a little bit defensively. A couple of breakdowns in terms of their goals they scored, and it's just little things like that you got to clean up. But you know, after it was only game three, so there's certainly a lot of hockey left and a lot of opportunities to do that, and I'm pretty confident that we will.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.